This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. In the past several weeks, a number of Texas Republican congressmen have announced they're not running for re-election. At the same time, a bunch of Texas Democrats have signed up to challenge U.S. Senator John Cornyn. These two events could be a signal of what's to come in 2020. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, demographic shifts may be driving a lot of this political change, but psychological shifts in the parties might be changing things too.
Until somewhat recently, being a Texas Democrat was kind of a bummer. Jason Stanford, who was a longtime Democratic operative in the state, says he once had the data to prove it.
Yeah, when I ran Chris Bell's campaign in 2006.
That's a former congressman who unsuccessfully ran for governor.
We did a poll, and our pollster came back and said, Texas Democrats are pathologically depressed. That was our pollster's review. Democrats fundamentally didn't believe they could win.
Stanford thinks this slump started with a Senate race in 1996. Texas Democrats had lost a previous U.S. Senate race and were hoping for a win in 96 to regain momentum. But even though that primary was stacked with good candidates, the Republican incumbent, Senator Phil Graham, held on to his seat.
And then after we lost, that was two losses in a row, and Democrats lost hope for a generation.
For someone trying to get Democrats to run for office, this loss of hope made Stanford's job really hard for about two decades.
You couldn't get good people to run. And so we would just try to fill the ballot instead of recruiting actually good candidates.
That's part of the reason the last time a Democrat won a statewide election of any kind was back in 1994. And even though Democrats have still been shut out of statewide races lately, they have been able to get at least one thing back. Hope.
The political changes are astronomical in Texas.
That's Brandon Rottinghouse. He's a political science professor at the University of Houston.
The new demographics and the tone of politics now is shifting in a significant way that makes Texas much more winnable for Democrats and losable for Republicans.
Democrats have long been saying ongoing population growth among racial minorities will eventually translate into significant gains for their party. But that hasn't happened yet. Jason Stanford says Democrats haven't been fired up enough to use these demographic shifts in their favor. But then Donald Trump was elected.
Democrats started to believe in the inevitability of having to try, like the cost of not showing up, the cost of sitting around and complaining, the cost of daydreaming about the perfect candidate who wasn't running was so great in Donald Trump.
And with that, Democratic-leaning Texans who had been sitting out elections started to vote again. University of Houston professor Brandon Rottinghouse says it was a resurgence of important constituencies in the party.
I think of it as like a seat with four legs. You've got white progressives, you've got young people, you've got people of color, and you've got low-income people. That forms the platform for the Democratic Party. And in all of those elements, you've got increases in voting.
In the 2018 election, Texas experienced higher voter turnout among all those groups. Statewide races in Texas went from having double-digit leads held by Republicans to less than 3 percentage points last year. And Rottinghouse says this bodes well for Democrats in 2020, but it's not a sure thing.
There's no guarantee Texas will be blue or that any statewide office will be won, but the pieces are in place to be able to be competitive. And that's what Democrats are looking for. And I think why a lot of people are running for these positions.
For example, there are already 9 Democrats vying to run against Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn next year. Former operative Jason Stanford says it's clearly not hard to convince Democrats it's worth running anymore.
Good candidates are just showing up. It's amazing. This is a huge sea change.
And that sea change has created a nearly opposite reaction in the other party. So far, at least 4 Republican congressmen from Texas announced they are resigning ahead of 2020. Artemio Muniz, the chairman of the Texas Federation of Hispanic Republicans, says it's clear the mindset among Republicans has shifted too.
These congressmen are doing a cost-benefit analysis, and they're looking at the possibility of not winning and the amount of energy it's going to take.
That existential slump Democrats used to feel appears to be trickling into the minds of the GOP. But Republicans' statewide winning streak remains intact. And among the party faithful, it's still easy to make the case there's no reason to freak out just yet. But Muniz says he's been worried that the party might be doomed.
We just haven't done a good job of mining new voters. I look at the Hispanic community as the perfect base to find new voters from. but we just don't know how to do it. I mean, I know how to do it, and other guys who are younger know how to do it. We're sort of the new generation, but the Republican Party keeps relying on old dinosaurs to try to figure out how not to go extinct.
By 2022, Latinos are expected to become the largest population group in Texas. And it's a population Muñiz says the GOP has to invest in. But President Trump's anti-immigrant policies and racist comments about Latinos have been hurting the Republican brand. Muñiz says undoing that damage will take a serious commitment.
It is going to be a very difficult job in Texas to repair the relationship between the Hispanic community and the Republican Party.
But Muñiz says Republican leaders in Texas have decided not to push back against Trump's rhetoric and preserve that relationship. Political science professor Brandon Rodinghouse says that is already having political costs for the party.
The days where Republicans could get 35% of a Latino vote are probably in the past.
Rodinghouse says Republicans can expect to maybe get about 25% of the Latino vote in future elections.
It's an interesting dynamic that really will change the face of Texas. So as much as like all the different parts of the Democratic coalition are going to matter, it's Latinos that are probably ultimately going to kind of serves the difference because they're shifting in terms of their party allegiances.
But for now, Republican politicians are not publicly panicking. Governor Greg Abbott recently talked about the congressional resignations during a live town hall. He says he doesn't see any signs political winds are changing.
Texas is a red state. It is going to stay a red state after this next election.
And although Artemio Muñiz is convinced Texas Republicans are in denial, he does say he doesn't think it's all over.
The signs are pointing towards Texas going blue, but I still have hope.
Ashley Lopez, KUT News.